بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion we want to talk about the major recipients of the final salam at the end of our salat. Who are they?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this salam or salutation is something that is obligatory and mandatory, that we have to say that because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us that you have to say such at the end of your prayer. Then whoever is addressed here, they are addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are ordered by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to salute to these people at the end of the prayer. Yeah, in the first salam we say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes.
It's clear that we address the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you address someone, it means that he is alive, he is not dead.
Yes.
Yeah, he hears you.
Yes.
Or, I mean, the soul and the ruh of that person hears you.
Okay.
So that's why it is the reason that the Shia people say, Ya Ali, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Hussein. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because they hear us. Then, because in the prayer, it is determined by Sharia that you have to say such. Yeah? And then we say, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Again, this salamu alayna means we say salam to ourselves, first of us. Alayna means salam to ourselves. Then wa ala ibadillahi salihin. On the good, for example, servants, on salihin. The question is that who are these salihin? First of all, anbiya.
Yes.
Anbiya are among the salihin.
Who are the righteous ones?
Yeah. And then mu'mineen, the true mu'mineen, yu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir, these are called ulaika minas salihin. And the Holy Quran says that these mu'minun, they are salihin. Walladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, lanudkhilannahum fi salihin. So these salihin, according to ayat of the Holy Quran, are the true mu'mineen. The third group of the mu'mineen are salihin, are the good jinns. Wa inna minna salihun wa minna duna dhalik. So they are jinns who are good servants and ibadullahi ta'ala, they are also among the salihin. So this salihin could be these groups of people that I mentioned. In the third salam, we say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This alaykum, we address group of creatures or group of people. Alaykum. So who are the addresses or the receivers of this salam? According to the riwayat of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, first of all, we address the angels, particularly those angels who are with us, angel muakkil or malaike muakkil.
At the time of salat,
at the time of salat,
or generally speaking.
Yeah, they are always with us. You know, they are angels with the people. So then we address the entire or all the angels, and then anbiya. These are also the they are the people who are addressed in this last salam of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi of the mu'mineen. So that is why we can understand that malaik, anbiya, angels, the good salihin and mu'mineen, they are the people who are addressed by salam at the end of this each prayer.
All right.
There are numerous verses in the Holy Quran that emphasize the importance of salah and condemn tark as-salah, or even neglecting salah and treating it lightly. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that a person who neglects salah and is lazy in fulfilling his wajib salah will have 15 punishments, 6 of them in this life, 3 at the time of his death, 3 in the grave during barzakh, and 3 in the hereafter. The punishments for one who forsakes or neglects salah in this world are: his or her life is reduced, his or her sustenance is reduced, the mark of goodness disappears from his or her face, none of his or her good deeds will be accepted and he will not be rewarded for them, his or her du'as will not be answered. Even when virtuous people pray for him or her, it will not benefit him or her. The punishments that befall such a person at the time of death are: he or she will die with disgrace, he or she will die feeling terrible hunger, he or she will die with such terrible thirst that even if they were to drink all the water on the earth, their thirst will not be quenched. The punishments that he or she will suffer in the grave are: an angel will be appointed to punish him or her, his or her grave will be made very narrow and confined, his or her grave will be dark and horrifying. And the punishments in the hereafter and on the day of judgment are: the angels will drag him or her for accounting, whilst others will be watching, his or her accounting will be very strict and unforgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at him or her with mercy or purify them, and there is a terrible punishment waiting for them.
Is there any purpose by finishing your salat with salam?
Yes, of course, you know.
I mean, why, for example, sending salutations at the end of your salat? Why not praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, What's the purpose?
You know, what is salam? Mm-hmm. What is salam? Yeah. When you say salam to someone, salam means peace.
Yes.
Okay? Salam means security. Salam means comfortability. So when you say that salamun alaykum, means I hope, I wish you have been in peace. You would enjoy a peaceful life, an immune life, a secure life, you know, a happy life, for example. This kind of best wish we wish for the people when we say salamun alaykum. So when we say salam, of course, here we wish for the mu'mineen, for the salihin, a happy kind of life, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the na'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why it's also a kind of dua, you know. It's a kind of prayer that we make at the end of our salat, our prayer. So that is why some of the mystics, they say that in the end of the prayer, you become a kind of aware from ghaiba to huzur. Okay? So when you become in the position of hudur, then you have to, when you're hadir among the hudar, then of course, and when you're present among the people, we come among the people, then you say salamun alaykum. Says that with salat, you are actually brought by salat into the presence of mu'mineen, into the presence of salihin, into the presence of anbiya, awliya, into the presence of angels. So here, you have to say salam to the angels. You have to say salam to mu'mineen and salihin. You have to say salam to mursaleen, you know? Because it is a kind of coming from absence to hudur, to the presence.
Yes.
The end of your prayer, now you are among the good mu'mineen, the good salihin.
The ones who are safeguarded.
That's why you have to salute to them.
The ones who are safeguarded from punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it so? I mean, the person who finds peace, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, by saying salam, you are finding yourself.
You wish peace for them, yeah?
Yes, peace for them. And the first two ones are mustahab, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But
one salam is wajib.
One salam is the last one. That's right. Okay, so Imam Ar-Razali salam was asked about the philosophy of saying salam at the end. Imam Ar-Razali answers that a person who prays starts his prayer by saying Allahu Akbar, and so he's forbidding himself from talking to the other creatures and only converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the salat, which is say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, again he is reconfirming, we can say, what he considered as haram to be halal again. I mean, because this is now the start of the talk with the creatures. So starting your salat by forbidding yourself and preventing yourself from talking to other creatures and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the end of the day, again, putting it and considering it as halal for yourself to start talking to the other creatures. This is a nice, I think, elaboration from Imam Ar-Raza alayhi salam. That's it. Okay, any more elaboration, Sheikh? We got about 2-3 minutes.
Just one point that is mentioned by the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. He says that when the man is going to sajda and performing prostration, when he performs prostration, actually it is maqam al-fana. Maqam al-fana means that you become ghaib from whatever is other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
You are just in the presence of your Lord. It is maqam al-ghaib. But then when you raise up from sajda, it seems that you come back to the world. Yeah, from this maqam al-fana, came back to the maqam al-dunya.
All right.
Then you look at the makhluqat. Then you can see that you become actually aware of the presence of the makhluqat.
That's right. Okay.
So then you are in maqam al-hudur.
In the presence of the creatures.
Then you have to say salam to them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's a very beautiful, mystical kind
of... So, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, saying salam
wish
to all.
And barakat right. to all.
Okay.
Because now you come back from that maqam al-ghaiba to maqam al-hudur.
You come back from the divinity to the very world itself.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
That's a nice explanation.
Nice elaboration by the late Imam Khomeini. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the salams and the salutations and at the end of our prayer. It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يا يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن